On a blue background from top to bottom, Sleeping Beauty's castle forms. A burst of white light from the arched opening forms Walt Disney's signature. Underneath, the word pictures. A spark of light travels from left to right over the castle. On a pale blue sky, words appear. Walt Disney Pictures presents The Princess Diaries. A Brown House production. A Gary Marshall film. The Golden Gate Bridge spans the San Francisco Bay. Anne Hathaway. A black stretch limousine is escorted by police motorcycles. Blue, white, and green flags flutter from the front fenders. Heather Matarazzo. The limo drives through the residential streets of San Francisco. Hector Alizondo. A sign in an upper window reads, Mia and Fat Louise, keep out.
Time for school!
A girl with long curly hair peeks through the blinds.
Stop daydreaming! You'll be late for school!
Mandy Moore.
It's time for school.
Caroline Goodall.
Let's go.
The girl picks up a black and white cat. Robert Schwartzman. Wearing a navy blazer and blue plaid pleated skirt, she descends the spiral staircase. Eric Von Detten. The girl puts down the cat and grabs a navy blue backpack. Sean O'Brien, Sandra Oh, Kathleen Marshall. She grips a gold pole and slides down.
Are you feeling confident?
Not really.
Okay, now just remember, when you make your speech,
don't look at the people.
And Julie Andrews.
Pick a spot on the back wall. Don't take your eyes off of it and speak loudly.
Thanks, Mom. Bye, Mom.
Good luck.
The mother hands the girl a white trash bag. She emerges from the side door of the firehouse.
Morning, Buttons.
Be nice, Buttons.
She rides a scooter.
Whoa. Whoa!
And collides with a trash can.
Sorry, Mr. Robitussin. Have a nice day.
I doubt it.
Co-producer Ellen H. Schwartz. Music supervisor Don Soler. Music by John Debney. She pushes the scooter up a steep hill. Costume designer Gary Jones. Edited by Bruce Green. A second girl on a scooter cuts across a street. She meets the first girl and they ride side by side. Production designed by Maine Burke. Director of photography Carl Walter Lindenlauf. The limo drives through the intersection the girls just crossed. Based on a novel by Meg Cabot. Produced by Mario Iskovich. The girls park their scooters in a bike rack amid similarly dressed students.
Hey there, ho there, how do you do? This is Girl Blythe saying hi to you.
I'm Lana.
Anna.
Fontana.
Go Lions!
Josh walks up the brick banister.
He's such a show-off.
Off the wall, please. Jeremiah, off the wall, please. Come on, you know better than that.
Screenplay by Gina Wincos.
This is really cool.
Good morning, Miss Gupta.
Morning, Lily. Lily's friend.
Directed by Gary Marshall. Students head into a two-story building.
You know, as manners and team, I really think you should be a star this year. Oops. I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
A boy sits on the curly-haired girl.
Somebody sat on me again.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I was just sitting there working on my speech. I don't understand why we have that debate. It's really a dumb class.
Jerk and jerkette sighting.
Josh and Lana kiss. The curly-haired girl watches the couple play with Lana's bubblegum. Lana blows a bubble and Josh pops it with his teeth. The curly-haired girl imagines Josh kissing her.
Kisses on a summer's day.
She smiles and leans against the lockers.
Bluffing all our kids away and dreaming.
What?
What?
You never saw two idiots exchange saliva before?
Oh. Yeah. You're so rude.
Good. You know, for a second there, I thought you were going A-crowd on me.
Negative.
Ready for debate?
I'm never ready for debate.
Okay, so now we've all heard from Josh Bryant. For the affirmative. I love that sound.
What's my point again? You like our uniforms. They're equalizers.
Now we'll hear the rebuttal from Mia Thermopolis, who will present the negative argument against our proposition.
Mia, her curly hair falling over her shoulders, rises slowly. She looks down at her notes and removes her glasses.
I think,
what a frisball. Look at her hair.
Shh. You see, casual.
She moves to the side of the podium and looks down at her dark, thick-soled shoes.
She's gonna barf. Look out, she's gonna hurl. Cover the tuba.
Covering her mouth, she races up the aisle and out of the room. On her scooter, Mia travels down a steep hill. At the rock gym, climbers with ropes dangling maneuver the climbing wall.
Mia, finish up with Mrs. Talman and then you can take a break.
You have a huge tip for Mrs. Hirsch.
Oh, and I got one for Mrs. Talman. We are doing all right today.
Mr. Walsh's ropes are twisted.
Mr. Walsh!
Hi.
Stop twisting! You'll strangle yourself!
Hi, Mom. You threw up, huh? And you ran away.
I'm trying to forget about it. Can I have some shoes and chalk, please?
Anyway, I'll go talk to your debate teacher. What's his name?
Mr. O'Connell.
And straighten it all out.
Mm-hmm. Mom, I am never going to be a good public speaker. Just call him and tell him I want to be a mime.
I can do that.
Here you go.
Oh, your grandmother called.
What?
The live one, who lives in Genovia, Clarice.
Oh, wow. Well, this is the first time she's ever contacted us. What'd she want?
She's in town. She wants to have tea.
Tea? She came all the way from Europe to have tea.
I think I want to climb a little bit.
Rocks around the clock.
Mia and her mother start to climb.
Isn't this the grandmother who made you two get a divorce?
Well, she didn't approve of me, but Philippe and I made the decision to divorce on our own.
Why should I go see the snobby lady who ignores us?
Mia, she's her father's mother. Look, just go see her tomorrow, please.
Attention.
She said your father hoped that you two would meet someday.
All right, I'll go.
They rappel down. In her school uniform, Mia consults a paper in her hand. She arrives at an iron gate with an intercom.
School tours are on Saturday, young lady.
I'm here for a meeting with my grandmother.
Name?
Clarice Rinaldi.
Oh, please come to the front door.
Thank you very much.
The gate opens and Mia heads for the front door of the two-story house. She steps from the drive onto the lawn.
Get off the grass!
Bitte nicht im Garten laufen!
Don't you see the lamp?
She hurries back to the driveway.
Welcome, Miss Thermopolis. We've been expecting you.
A butler opens the door. A security guard approaches Mia and checks her backpack.
Be careful. Please don't crush my soy nuts.
Your soy nuts are safe. Okay, right this way.
The butler gestures her into a room with a white-gloved hand.
Please, make yourself comfortable.
After replacing the lid on an urn, Mia drops her backpack and flops onto the sofa. A cut crystal bowl on the table in front of her contains pale pink roses and small green pears.
Yes, special food. Their daughter Marissa, she's allergic to peanuts. And we need new pillows for the Prime Minister's wife.
She's allergic to goose feathers.
Hello, Amelia. I'm Charlotte from the Genovian Attaché Corps.
Hi. It's nice to meet you. Where am I?
The Genovian consulate.
You've got pears in your flowers.
Genovian pears. We're famous for them. Oh. Now, if you'll sit down, she'll be with you in a moment.
No, I don't need a moment. I'm here. Amelia, I'm so glad you could come.
Hi, you've got a great place.
Thank you. Well, let me look at you.
Mia removes her glasses.
You look so young.
you. And you look so... clean.
Charlotte, would you go and check on tea in the garden? Please, sit.
My mom said you wanted to talk to me about something to shoot.
Oh, before I shoot, I have something I want to give you. Here.
Oh, thank you.
Inside a silver box, a locket rests on blue velvet.
Wow.
It's the Genovian crest. It was mine when I was young. Ah, and that was my great-grandmother's.
I'll keep this safe. I will take good care of it.
She crams it into the backpack. Clarice winces.
Now, what did you want to tell me?
Something that I think will have a very big impact upon your life.
I already have braces.
No, it's bigger than orthodontia.
The tea is served, ma'am.
In the garden, Mia removes the tea ball from her cup and stirs the pale liquid. The staff watches.
Amelia, have you ever heard of Edouard Christophe Philippe Gérard Rinaldi?
No.
He was the crown prince of Genovia.
Hmm. What about him?
Edouard Christophe Philippe Gérard Rinaldi was your father.
Yeah, sure. My father was the prince of Genovia. Uh-huh, you're joking.
Why would I joke about something like that?
No, because if he's really a prince, then I...
Exactly. You're not just Amelia Thermopolis. You are Amelia Mignonette Thermopolis Rinaldi, Princess of Genovia.
Me? A princess? Shut up!
I beg your pardon, shut up.
Your Majesty, in America, it doesn't always mean be quiet. Here it could mean, wow, gee whiz, golly wally.
Oh, I understand, thank you. Nevertheless, you are the princess. And I am Queen Clarice Rinaldi.
Why on earth would you pick me to be your princess?
Since your father died, you are the natural heir to the throne of Genovia. That's our law. I'm royal by marriage. You are royal by blood. You can rule.
Rule? Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no, no. Now you have really got the wrong girl. I never lead anybody. Not at Brownies, not at Campfire Girls. Queen Clarice, my expectation in life is to be invisible, and I'm good at it.
Amelia, I had other expectations also. In my wildest dreams, I never expected this to happen. But you are the legal heir, the only heir to the Genovian throne, and we will accept the challenge of helping you become the princess that you are. Oh, I can give you books. You will study languages, history, art, political science. I can teach you to walk, talk, sit, stand, eat, dress like a princess. Given time, I think you'll find the palace in Genovia a very pleasant place to live.
Live in
it's
Genovia?
It's a wonderful country, Amelia, really.
Whoa, just rewind and freeze. I'm no princess. I am still waiting for normal body parts to arrive. I refuse to move to and rule a country. And do you want another reason? I don't want to be a princess.
Amelia, come back here.
Mia grabs the backpack and runs off.
Oh.
A man in a black leather jacket passes her.
Well, that went well, didn't it?
Perhaps she needs more time.
Will you help me?
Miss Thermopolis?
Mia dashes out the front door.
I'm the head of your security, and you want me to be a chauffeur and a babysitter?
For the time being, yes. The child needs protection.
She darts through the moving gate. Dusk at the firehouse.
For 15 years, you couldn't find a spare minute to tell me that my father is a royal?
I thought I was doing the right thing.
Oh, the right thing for who, Mom?
For all of us. I mean, if we secretly divorced, he would be able to find a woman who would stay by his side in Genovia and produce heirs, and I would be free to live my life with you. I mean, please, we met in college. I was young. I wanted to paint. I mean, can you see me walking one step behind someone for the rest of my life?
I mean, with rules and regulations and the waving and the bowing and the scraping, I was scared.
Well, living with a mother who lied to me for 15 years scares me.
Where are you going?
I'm going to straighten up the royal bedchamber.
After the divorce, we all discussed it. Your father and your grandmother both agreed to keep that distance so you would have a chance of a normal childhood, free of emotional complications. We were going to tell you when you were 18 years old, but when your father died, things changed, Mia. We wanted to protect you.
Okay. You know what? I don't feel protected. You try living for 15 years thinking that you're one person, and then 5 minutes you find out that you're a princess. You know what? Just in case I'm not enough of a freak already, let's add a tiara.
Well, drink your soup.
I'm not really hungry.
Fine. Good night, sweetheart.
Fat Louie. You are so lucky you don't know who your parents are.
Daytime. The limo arrives at the firehouse.
I've never ridden in a limo. He admitted bitterly to himself as he crossed to the open window and looked out at the bay. The fog looming like his pathetic life before him. I can't believe I won an Emmy.
I have this favorite photo of Philippe. We had so much fun when we were here in college. He was so full of joie de vivre, always laughing and smoking.
I remember. Helen, if Amelia refuses to accept the throne, then Genovia will cease to exist as we know it.
So the future of your country is in the hands of my 15-year-old?
Mia eyes her reflection in the mirror. She raises an eyebrow, then wiggles her nose. Fat Louie watches.
Here it is. Oh. Philippe was ready to be king. And then the terrible accident. Even though it didn't work out between us, I loved your son very much. Thank you.
Well, as always, this is as good as it's gonna get.
I can't wait until she's 18.
Oh, this is a nightmare. I'm going back to bed.
Mia, the three of us have to talk.
Oh, okay. Is there something else about me and my life that just maybe I might want to know about? Oh, no. Are you two waiting to take me on a talk show somewhere to let me know that I have a twin sister who's a duchess?
You have a cousin who's a contessa, fondly known as Bartholomew. But actually, we call him Pookie.
Yesterday did not go well. Will you just listen to your grandmother?
Amelia, in a matter of weeks, we have an annual ball. I am hoping that I may present you to the press and the public on that occasion. However, you desperately need some instruction. I speak for the entire Genovian Parliament and the royal family.
And I speak for this family.
Excuse me. I don't have a family with either one of you because you ignored me for 15 years and you lied to me. Families don't do stuff like that to one another, okay?
Where is she going?
The tower.
Mia, you can't run from everything.
She has a tower.
Please, just come down from there.
You know, most kids hope for a car for their 16th birthday, not a country.
Just make yourself comfortable.
Oh, this is getting us nowhere. Talk to me.
I can't talk to you right now. I'm late for a meeting with my guidance counselor.
I'm late for a meeting with Spain and Portugal.
I have a thought. Mia promises to attend princess lessons until your ball.
It's not my ball. It's Genovia's annual Independence Day ball.
I'm sorry. Mia promises neither to accept nor reject your offer to be royal until this grand ball, and then she makes her decision. Now, can you both live with that?
Mia slides a panel over a short staircase above the spiral stairs.
It seems I have no option.
If I have to.
But I want not one word of this until that evening. Is that understood?
Duh.
The press would have a field day. Well,
Let's not keep Spain and Portugal waiting.
Outside.
I'm going to be 16 this year, and my mom traded two paintings to get me a 1966 Mustang. You do know what a Mustang is, right?
I raise Mustangs. That is not a sensible car for a princess.
Well, you see, it's not really a sensible car for anyone. It doesn't run.
Well, I suppose I could donate something to this vehicle.
Good morning, Mr. Robitussin.
Who is this gentleman?
Oh, he's my neighbor, but you wouldn't want to meet him. He doesn't have very nice manners.
Good morning. There's someone I want you to meet.
Okay. Whoa. You have two limousines?
One is yours.
Do you raise limousines, too?
No. Amelia, this is Joseph.
Hi, nice to meet you.
The elegant European woman didn't stay for tea.
Thanks.
But the promise of tomorrow hung in the air.
Mia rides in the limo driven by Joseph, the man in the leather jacket.
Oh.
Mia plays with the privacy panel.
Princess, may I point out that no matter how many times you push it, it will go up and down the same way.
Oh. Joseph, can we 86 the flags, please?
No. The flags allow me to park anywhere. We keep the flags.
Sorry, Joseph.
You can call me Joe.
Joey?
No, Joe.
Did I miss something? Are we going to a wedding?
No, school. No, this is the surprise ride.
Come inside.
This is Joe, Lily, Joe.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. You know, you look like Shaft.
Yes. Excuse me.
You want a ride, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, I got it.
Of course.
Joe moves to the driver's side while Mia opens the door.
Okay. Oh, my word.
Please fasten your seatbelts, ladies.
Is your mother dating an undertaker?
No. This long-lost grandmother showed up, and she wants me to use it.
And?
I don't know. I guess she's just trying to be nice to get me to like her.
Oh. Hey, Joe, can you please park a block away from school? I really don't want to cause a riot with this hearse.
This is a non-riot hearse. And if it were a hearse, there would be silence in the back seat.
At the softball field.
Good glove, Michael. Way to go.
That's a way to make the play.
I'm going to let this one go, Mia. Try catching, all right?
Are you sure?
It's slow pitch. You can catch it on a bounce. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, now get it and throw it back to the pitcher.
Okay.
Come on.
Mia's throw hits the coach in the head.
I am so sorry. I didn't mean to, and I'm... Can I help you?
Ice. Get me ice.
On their scooters.
And I'm on the verge of becoming a nutcase, and my parents think I need an attitude adjustment.
Whoa.
Sorry. Yes, ooh. So my dad wants to take me out to dinner tonight, just the two of us. We ran out of things to talk about when I was 8.
Well, at least your dad's still alive.
Hey. I thought you're getting over that. It's been, what, 2 months?
I know, but after all, he was my dad.
Biologically, yes, but you never met the man. Just a nice card and gift on your birthday for 15 years?
Be fair, okay? They were beautiful presents. Remember that Fabergé merry-go-round he sent me? That was nice. And he paid for my school tuition.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what, Lily? I gotta run, okay? I gotta go see your brother about my baby.
Okay, but let's save the limo tomorrow. These hills are killing me.
You got it.
Mia rides into Dr. Motors Auto Repair. Round colored candies vibrate on the keyboard as a band performs. Mia parks the scooter and leans against a pale blue Mustang convertible. She plants a kiss on the windshield with her hand.
He fixes cars, he plays guitar, and he can sing. He is so hot! He is wicked sweet.
Look, talk loud, I got a band rehearsal.
You've been listening to the sounds of Flypaper. We're flying away now.
All right, stop yelling, they're finished.
Hey, that's... Oh, it sounded really good. You know, Ned is really wailing.
Hello, Mia.
Hey, Doc. So, what's the diagnosis for my baby?
$400.
Yeah, I know. It costs to be cool, huh?
This is not my day.
I'll do some labor free.
Thanks, but I'll talk to my grandma about it.
It'll be great. Anyway, I'll see you guys later, okay? I gotta be somewhere.
Your Majesty, the diplomatic pouch has arrived, and she's here.
Mia inspects a statue in the foyer. She places her hand on that of the statue, and the finger breaks off. Mia retrieves the damaged digit and scans the room. At her desk, Clarice opens the pouch. Inside is a red leather book with a gold lock, engraved in gold, Diary, Genovia.
Send her in.
Yes, ma'am.
Mia stuffs the finger in the statue's mouth.
I need more roses. Red, white, mauve. Mauve.
Miss Amelia, welcome.
Hi.
Straight ahead to your left. Her Majesty is ready for you in the library.
Charlotte, take notes, will you? Amelia, circle slowly so I can evaluate the work to be done. Amelia, does your bad posture affect your hearing?
Turn.
Oh, sorry. No, slowly turn. Slowly.
Thank you.
Well, carriage, obviously. Hairstyle. Complexion. Stop. Eyes, lovely. But hidden beneath bushman eyebrows. The neck is seemly. Ears, like her father.
Really? They are?
Oh, my. Who has nails like these?
Everybody.
Well, tomorrow I would like to see clean fingers. And you will wear stockings, not tights, not socks. And I never want to see those shoes again. When walking in a crowd, one is under scrutiny all the time. So we don't schlump like this.
Clarice slouches past the doorway. Mia follows, prancing on her toes.
We drop the shoulders, we think tall, we tuck under, and we transfer the weight from one foot to...
Mia makes faces.
No, princesses never cross their legs in public. Why don't you just tuck one ankle behind the other and place the hands gracefully on the knees?
Mia tangles her foot behind a knee and falls off the chair.
Charlotte, I think it's time for tea.
Dusk at the firehouse.
Tell me, how does my mother, or really any person for that matter, go into a parent-teacher conference and come out with a date?
Mia, Mr. O'Connell is not married. He's not living with anyone. Plus, he's not pierced, tattooed, or hair-plugged. Do you realize how rare or fine that is south of Market Street?
Okay, did it ever occur to you that if you dated one of my teachers, it would give the other kids license to mock me for the rest of my life?
Well, you're right, I didn't, and I'm sorry.
It's just that Patrick, Mr. O'Connell, I mean, he's such a nice man. He's a real gentleman, and I haven't met one of those in a long, long time.
Okay, it's fine.
I just can't do anything right anymore, can I?
Come on, come on, get her!
Students fire soccer balls at Mia, who plays goalie.
Come on! Just block one, Mia, just block one!
I can't do this, I'm a girl.
What am I, a duck?
No, I mean, you're an athletic girl, okay? I am a synchronized swimming, yoga doing, horseback riding, wall climbing type girl. My hand-eye coordination is zero.
Yeah, all right, you can go again later. Josh, get in here.
Yeah, I'm in. So I was watching you earlier, and you're way tense, you know what I'm saying? You gotta use your hands. The ball comes over here, you don't stand here just like this. You gotta go for it. You gotta think like the ball. You gotta be the ball. You gotta stop it, you know what I mean?
Mia imagines Josh kissing her.
Bring it on!
In the limo.
Hey, Joe?
Mm-hmm?
I'm gonna turn the back seat into a dressing room so I can change into a proper outfit for Madame, okay?
Yes, well, don't forget your shoes. Strange town, San Francisco. When I purchased the pumps, I asked if I wanted them wrapped or if I wanted to wear them. All right, clothing.
Joe closes the panel. Mia pulls off her shoes and tears open a pantyhose packet.
Pulling up.
She struggles with a second leg and slips off the seat.
All right?
Yeah, oh, I'm fine.
Going down.
She flies off and lands with her feet on the seat. Adjusting the waist, she bangs her head on the limo roof.
I've never put on pantyhose, but it sounds dangerous.
In the dining room, a waiter places a salad on a plate.
Grandma, is it customary in Genovia to imprison your dinner guests with Hermes scarves?
It's Hermes. The scarf is merely a training tool. Eventually, you will learn to sit and eat properly without it. Manners matter. But enough etiquette for the day. Now, Genovia does a lot of trade with Spain, so we prepare for that.
Sorry.
The quickest way to a Spanish heart is dance.
Shall we? Now, tell me, what kind of dancing do you do?
Dancing? Oh, just normal kind, you know, like...
She raises her hand over her head, sways her hips, and shuffles her feet.
We have a Genovian alternative. Now, the dancer is here.
Okay.
Very sedate, right? From the hips. In place. No bobbing of the head, please. But it's not a doggy on a dashboard. Straight, 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 straight up. Let's practice this here. All right. Now, this dance is between a waltz and a tango, you see?
It's a wango?
No. All right, here we go. Spin out.
Spin out.
And spin into me. Spin into me.
She elbows his chest.
Okay.
Try again.
No, one more spin. Very quickly. Now, pull away. That's it. Good. Hi, good attitude. Spin in. Good.
I did it?
Yes.
Grandma, I spun without hurting anyone.
That's very good news.
Spin, spin, spin. Yes, done.
Better. It's coming along. Now you may go home.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Joseph.
He turns on the music.
You've been wearing black too long.
He takes her hand and leads her to the patterned marble floor. With his hand around her waist, they move together. Charlotte enters. Joe and Clarice complete the spin and begin again. Charlotte backs out of the room. At school, Mia and Josh collide.
This is Coach Harbula. You can sign up now for the Baker Beach Party.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Hey, Bobby Bed.
Sorry. Mia, are you ready?
Oh, hey. Oh, I'm really sorry, but I can't do it today. I've got a grandma thing, and just... I'll call you, okay? Bye.
What has your grandma turned into the big bad wolf?
Shazam.
Jeremiah pulls a coin from Lily's hair.
Cute, Jeremiah, but a way to a girl's heart is not by treating her like a vending machine.
Mia sprints across the lawn in her pumps.
Get off the grass!
Bitte nicht im Gartenlaufen!
Toglietti dell'erba!
She loses one. And retrieves it.
She's late.
You're late.
I know. I'm really sorry about it.
And where is Paolo?
Send in Paolo.
Ah, always prompt.
Regina mia. Buongiorno. My assistant, Gretchen and Helga.
Good afternoon. We're so pleased you could make yourself available to be here.
Your Majesty.
Paolo kneels and repeatedly kisses Clarice's hand.
We won't waste time. Let the work begin.
Ah, of course. Where is the beautiful girl?
My granddaughter, Amelia.
She is gorgeous. Let us take a closer look.
Paolo, we have a limited number of days before the state dinner.
Busy, busy, dizzy. In the best sense.
Oh, I would like it if your ladies would also sign our confidentiality agreement.
Majesty, they know what is a secret, huh? Schöne Pflicht, ja?
Excuse me, Your Majesty. The Genovian press secretary is waiting for your call.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave and come back and be surprised. Charlotte, watch him like a hawk.
The girls remove Paolo's rings. He pulls a hairdryer and curling iron from his pockets.
Push the hairdryer. Okay. So we begin, Principessa, huh? In Paolo's hands, remember.
You will be beautiful. You have a thicker hair, but like a wolf. He's all right.
The hairbrush breaks.
Do you wear contact lenses?
Well, I have them, but I don't really like to wear them that much.
Now you do.
He snaps her glasses in half.
You broke my glasses.
You broke my brush. Gretchen! Helga! Attach! I love your eyebrows. We'll call them Frida and Kahlo. If Brooke Shields married the Groucho Marx, that child would have your eyebrows.
The girls pluck Mia's eyebrows. He places cucumber slices on her eyelids.
You want to know a big secret?
Tell me.
The cucumber does nothing. This is something we make up.
Paolo eats a cucumber slice while the girls buff her nails and give her a pedicure. They slide a thin black strap-high heel on her foot.
Majesty, Paolo is exhausted because, Majesty, only Paolo can take this and this and give you
a princess.
The girls remove before pictures of Mia. Her shiny chestnut brown hair is straight and her lips red. Her smile fades as she looks from Paolo to Clarice.
Better. Much better.
Mille grazie.
Why don't we go and have a wonderful cup of tea?
Si.
Come, Mia.
Mia exhales and slowly turns to face the mirror. She stares at her reflection. On a porch, Michael, in his school uniform, plays the harmonica.
Lily! The car's here!
I'm coming!
Thanks for the ride. Thank you.
Michael opens the door. Mia smiles up at him.
Hey. What? Michael, don't always think you can get a ride with us. Oi. Who destroyed you?
Oh, you think it looks that bad?
You look ridiculous. You should sue.
Well, I know that it's a little, you know, straighter and shorter.
Weirder?
An attractive weirder.
No, it's not attractive.
Seatbelts, please.
What I really can't understand, you ditched me again yesterday when I really needed your help on the Greenpeace petition.
Lily grabs Mia's bag.
This bag. You have one of these bags? You know, we could hawk that and feed a whole third world country.
Mia stares at one window, Michael the other.
Am I right?
No.
If there are no more passengers, I think we should close the door.
I mean, you used to care more about what was inside your head instead of on it. Come on, Mia, fess up. I don't know where you are these days, and now you're turning into an A-crowd wannabe. You're morphing into one of them. And who knows, next week you could be waving pom-poms in my face. You sold out.
Was my rear view mirror fogging up, or was someone tearing back there?
I'm fine.
Very well, then I'll go meet your grandmother. But you should know that no one can make you feel inferior without your consent.
Eleanor Roosevelt said that.
Yes. Another special lady like yourself. I'll be back at 3 o'clock.
Thank you.
She has a hat. Do you really think wearing that hat is going to keep people from seeing your new Lanadu? Just because the student population might be morally bankrupt, but it doesn't mean they're blind.
Lily! Just stop it, okay? Look, just because your hair sucks, get off mine.
Ouch, thank you.
He shakes Mia's hand.
Michael, can you please pretend you have a life for just one moment?
Hey, relax. Breathe.
What did you just say to me?
You heard me. I am so sick of you ragging on me all the time and always telling me what to do. You know, I get enough of that from my mother and now my grandmother, and I don't need it from you.
I'm not an idiot. So I know that something's going on that you're not telling me. friends tell. So you know what? Here is your friendship charm. I'm taking it off and it's going in the dirt.
Don't do that, okay?
All right, just wait.
Why?
I will tell you the truth, but you're gonna think it's really stupid and you're gonna freak.
Try me.
Mia pulls Lily close.
Say?
I'm sorry, I was harsh, and I don't know what else there is to say. Will you come on my cable show?
No, I can't. This is a royal secret, okay? You can't tell anyone, not even Michael. Especially not Michael, but you are sworn to secrecy.
Oh,
come on, secret handshake. You know, we might have to think of a new secret handshake.
Are you really sure you can run a country? I mean, you could barely keep your goldfish alive for more than a couple of days.
You know, Lily, I'm not really sure of anything right now.
Listen, there are pros and cons to being a princess.
Shh. Don't say that word, okay?
People
can hear.
Okay.
Class has begun. Class has begun, and I have a little surprise for you. Pop quiz. French Revolution.
Oh, Mr. O'Connell, there's a school rule that says nobody's allowed to wear hats in class, and I don't think anybody should be an exception to that rule, do you?
No, Lana. Yeah, I'm sorry, but hats are against the dress code. Yeah.
What? Mamma Mia! Look who's trying to fit in now.
It's a wig, right?
I think it looks really sweet, Mia. Looks like she got a head transplant.
Well, I think it rocks. And you know what? Voltaire hair. I would personally like to learn about Voltaire.
Okay, Lily, okay. Okay, everybody settle down now. Quiz time, okay?
The roses are lovely, but now we need fountains, lights in the trees. The Japanese embassy has a waterfall, for heaven's sake. Why can't we have fountains?
Well, we have a fountain up there, ma'am.
Yes, well, I would like at least two in here. Charlotte, just make me an Eden.
Yes, ma'am.
Clarice sniffs a rose.
Amelia, let's continue. In your spare time, I would like you to read these.
What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other word would smell as sweet.
And so you wave to them and acknowledge them gracefully.
Hello.
No, not quite so big, because, of course, it's very, very exhausting after a while. Very funny, dear. Try it properly. Waving even more gently.
Hello.
You sort of say, thank you for being here today.
Thank you
for being here.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I must pick up the Prime Minister.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Well, thank you for being here today.
What are you doing this Saturday night?
Oh, are you guys playing?
Rehearsing some new things.
Mm.
We got two new songs.
Oh, yeah?
Plus, surprise, we got the new parts for your Stang.
Oh, yay.
We could put it together.
Okay. Well, just like a date?
No.
Well,
music,
mm-hmm.
Cars.
Well, what did include pizza?
Of course, pizza's a given.
With M&Ms?
Wait up! Wait for me! Not you! I don't even know you!
Well, then I am in.
Hi!
Great. Woo-hoo. Saturday, it's on?
Yeah, great. Hi! Hey, Lil!
What's up?
What's happening over there?
I don't know.
Camera crews crowd the school entrance.
What's going on?
Maybe it's a protest.
Maybe. Excuse me. Hi, who are you all waiting for?
There she is, right there. That's me at Thermopolis.
We're waiting for you.
Right here, Princess.
Lily?
Talk to me.
Lily, did you tell?
I didn't see anything.
Mia. Princess Mia.
Princess.
Who's your favorite actor?
Why are they calling her Princess?
Mia! Princess Mia, what do you do about pimples?
Oh, come on. Let's just go, please.
That's been very nicely.
Come on, Mia. Let's get inside.
In the vice principal's office.
The phone's ringing off the hook.
What?
Oh.
Mia, your mother's on her way.
Gupta. Mm-hmm. 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 The Queen is coming to Grove High School.
Grove High School? Hold, please.
Oh,
a limo with flags.
The Genovian limousine has arrived. The queen is getting out.
Why all the secrets? All we keep hearing is no comment, no comment. Do you have a car?
Your Majesty,
will you be visiting the White House?
Joe escorts Clarice past the reporters.
Mom, I don't know who told on me.
We'll get to the bottom of this. Here's your tea, Your Majesty. I'm sorry we don't have finer china.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. Here.
Gupta hands Helen a styrofoam cup.
Joseph?
Speak.
Paolo?
Majesty, it was I who told the press about you, Principessa. I outed you, so to speak. I don't mean to imply that. Grazie.
Prego.
But not for money, Principessa. Paolo hates money. He spits on money. There was no money. Well, there was some money, after all. A man like me, each ring is... The point is, it was pride and ego who had thrilled me to know that royalty would see one day the beauty was mine, the hair was mine, that I, Paolo Puttanesca, was responsible for... Grazie.
Prego.
Niente. Dimmi spiace, Regina. By the way, your hair magnificent. Next time we go a little lighter, huh?
Joe leads Paolo out.
Do you say anything?
Isn't that just awful? Doesn't anyone respect royalty anymore?
Clarice sips her tea and winces.
What is it like in Genovia, Your Majesty? Do people just fawn over you?
I wonder, would you give us a moment alone?
I'm the vice principal.
Joseph, would you take this fine educator and show her your security plans for Amelia's safety?
What? Ah, yes, of course, yes.
Your Majesty. Thank
your
you.
Security system
Mercy.
Is a bit lax.
Oh, is it? A week ago, Mia was a normal little kid. She has never been normal. She was born royal. And we cope with the press every single day, and we will do it again.
You don't have to do this. You can get out of this whole thing right now.
Your mother is right, Amelia. We had a bargain.
All right. I will think about it and let you know soon.
Good. A diplomatic answer. Polite, but... vague.
Mia Thermopolis is the daughter of local eclectic artist Helen Thermopolis. They currently live in a refurbished firehouse south of Market Street. Mia is also the only grandchild of Queen Clarice Rinaldi, whose husband, King Rupert, passed away last year. This is Nelson Davenport, KRLH.
Holding an umbrella, Joe shoots baskets.
Will the Feng Shui Club please stop rearranging the tables on the lawn?
Hello? Princess? You're the most popular girl in school. Everybody wants to take your picture. Everybody wants to be your best friend.
Hi, Lily.
Hi. Okay, so you know what? I've made a list of all the reasons for you not to be a princess. Number one, no privacy. Number two, you always have to look just right. Number three...
Mia slips and lands on the metal bleacher.
Are you okay?
Number three, what was number
okay.
three?
Okay, number three, you can't go nutso. You can't be all like, blah, during the day.
Lily, I really don't want to talk about this at the moment, okay?
Okay, okay. Well, just one last question. Now that you're out, would you come on my cable show on Saturday night?
Yeah, sure.
I love you! Okay, I'm going to buy you another charm for your charm bracelet, okay? Okay. See you Saturday night!
Joe!
Mia rubs her hip.
Yes, Miss Mia.
I don't want to run my own country. I just want to pass 10th grade. So, can't I just tell everyone that I simply quit?
No one can quit being who they really are, not even a princess. Now, you can refuse the job, but you are a princess by birth.
How can I tell if I can even do the job?
By simply trying. Like the fancy dinner coming up. She thinks you're ready.
Really?
Shall we practice entering like a princess?
Hey. Entering.
At the grand ball, you enter with the queen. But at the state dinner, you enter unaccompanied. Shoulders back. Smile. They're all happy to see you.
Ah, there she is. How is she?
You are much prettier.
Her hand on the bleacher rail becomes her hand on a wooden banister.
Well done. The worst is over. Our diligent Prime Minister, Sebastian Lortez.
Hello.
And his lovely wife, Sheila.
Hi, nice
Hello, dear.
And their charming daughter, Marissa.
Oh, Lord Fricker, let me take your brandy glass. You won't need it in there.
And easy on the schnapps. Remember the winter dinner.
I'm not allowed to go to the party.
Dinner is served.
Her Majesty, Queen Clarice.
The guests rise as Clarice enters.
Someday we will own Zenobia again, and you will be queen. And your face will be on a postage stamp.
At the head of the table, Clarice smiles and sits.
How are the children, Robbie?
Would you like to see them, ma'am? There's Brian, and there's Bridget.
Oh, they're beautiful. Would you like to see them?
The man to her right shakes his head.
So, Mr. Prime Minister, how would you say the pear market is doing in Genovia?
The Genovian pear market is blossoming, if you'll pardon the pun.
I hear they're serving Lord Spivak's filet on the bone.
Mia picks up her place card. A candle ignites its dangling ribbon. Mia looks away and sets the now flaming card on the table. It sets fire to the sleeve of a man next to her. She plunges the man's hand into an ice bucket behind them.
And that's their princess.
And they grow up so fast, don't they?
You wanted to see me?
Is it everything all right?
Yes.
What was happening with the ice bucket?
I just had a little clumsy moment.
The food's delicious, by the way.
Mia returns to her seat. A sorbet is served.
Oh, it was for a feminist group in Scotland called Tarts for Tartan.
They were a wild bunch.
Very exciting. Thank you.
Between the courses to cleanse the palate.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mia takes a large spoonful.
She didn't realize it was frozen.
What should we do?
Well, we should take that much too. Just do the same thing.
They are acting like monkeys.
Have you ever experienced that instant headache when you eat ice too quickly?
No.
Lord Fricker leaves the table.
Wash your hands.
Mia taps her wine glass.
I'm really sorry.
It happens all the time.
I would like to propose a toast to the Baroness and Baron Van Tucken. May you always be Baron.
Ah, the famous Genovian pear and cheese dessert.
What else?
Clarice raises her knife and fork. Mia picks hers up. A grape rolls off her plate and onto the floor. While the Baron gapes, Mia crawls under the table.
I'm out of here.
Lord Fricker trips over Mia and falls into a waiter who dumps a pitcher of water on another guest. A second waiter trips.
I'm sopping.
A tray of fruit flies up, landing on the plate of a man next to Clarice.
Was that my fault?
Two waiters nod. Mia chews her lip. Clarice covers her face. The man picks up the errant fruit and laughs. Clarice and the other guests join in.
Shall we adjourn to the Grand Hall for coffee?
Mia crawls back under the table. In Mia's bedroom, she climbs out of bed and addresses a photograph.
Sorry I let you down, Dad.
She winds the Fabergé merry-go-round.
Good night, Louis.
In the solarium,
This place was such a mess when I first arrived. I've been spending every spare moment in it I can. Pick up one of these. Make yourself useful. Spray everything.
You're not mad at me for what happened?
Actually, I found it rather funny. It reminds me of my first royal dinner party. I accidentally knocked over a suit of armor and the spear went right through the suckling pig.
Mia sprays the plants.
Amelia, why don't we cancel lessons for today and just have some fun?
Fun? You're not, like, too busy for something like that?
Your Majesty, Lady Jerome has just arrived, and I have the French consulate's assistant on hold. He wants to confirm tonight's dinner.
Send my apologies. Cancel everything for today. I'm being shown San Francisco by a true San Francisco. Tell Joseph I'll need the car.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wait. I want to show you my baby.
Clarice and Charlotte's eyes widen. Mia drives the Mustang on the Golden Gate Bridge.
I haven't sat in the front seat of a car in the longest time.
By the way, thanks for the money for my car, Grandma.
So where are you taking me?
Well, do you have any change?
No, it's not appropriate for royalty to jingle.
Okay, I'll get the change.
And an arcade arm wrestling machine.
Oh, this one's my favorite. What you do is you put the quarter in, and
I
then
see.
You grab his hand.
I touch that?
Yes, you touch that. And then you press the button.
Yeah.
And
Clarice cleans off the hand.
And then you just go.
All right. Looks like Rupert's cousin from Liechtenstein. Now, how do I know when it's
right? Oh, it'll just go.
It will?
Yeah, there you go. It's going. Go.
You enjoy this humiliation?
Well, it's hard the first time, but you can do it again.
Hold this.
Thank you.
Okay.
Come on, you can do it, Grandma.
Now I'm ready for you this time.
Ready? Go, it's going, it's going, go, 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 go. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it, go! Oh, yes!
Ho. Oh.
Got it. Give me five.
Five?
Five.
Oh. 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 I want one of these. No, just not this one.
They retrieve a photo strip. Mia squirts mustard on a corn dog.
So, did my father always want to be a prince?
Oh, yes. Except once, about 15 years ago, he seriously considered renouncing his title because he met a lovely artist who showed him wonderful things about how life could be, how he could be.
But?
But he had a decision to make, and nobody could make it for him. Not I, though many people thought I did, or anybody else. Philippe knew that my firstborn, his brother Pierre, wanted to abdicate, which he did eventually, to join the church. Your father realized that the love he could have for one person, or even two, could not make him forget the love he felt for his country and its people. Was the hardest thing he ever had to do.
Do you want a bite of this?
Why not? Well, here goes. Why, it's delicious.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, well then, let's get another one. I know it's the fastest way back to the consulate, but I hate this hill.
I do believe I'm beginning to feel that corn dog. Maybe you could just sneak gently through.
Okay, I'll try.
Good. Right, now blaze on up.
I got it.
Yes, you've got it.
I got it.
You've got it.
I haven't got it.
Uh-oh. Mia, Mia, break! Break! Look out!
The car rolls down the hill.
Down here!
Clarice pulls the emergency brake. The car backs into a trolley.
911. I need to report an accident.
A nun uses a cell phone.
I didn't hear the bell!
They put me on hold.
Oh, for the love of God.
Put down destruction of public property.
I will. And last but not least, driving without a license. Accompanied by an adult whose license expired 45 years ago.
I've been trying to tell you, officer, licenses don't expire in Genovia. Not for the Queen. Don't I have diplomatic immunity?
You do. But her we have to take downtown.
What?
I'm sorry, miss.
It's all right, officer. I understand.
I understand perfectly.
You do?
Mia, no town, no city, no country can function peacefully if its officers and its transportation engineers don't follow the letter of the law. Why, I would be proud to have two such fine, honorable gentlemen serving in Genovia.
Aw, shucks, ma'am.
Ma'am, we're not all that.
Oh, but you most certainly are. As a matter of fact, I would like to bestow upon you the honor of the, Genovian Order of the,
A street sign reads Rose.
Genovian Order of the Rose. Oh. Won't you please kneel?
She places her glasses on her head.
Does anybody have a saber?
Oh, I've got an umbrella.
I have an emergency brake.
This will do fine, thank you. With the power vested in me by the royal crown of Genovia, I dub thee...
Artie Washington of San Francisco, ma'am.
Arthur Washington, and I dub thee...
Bruce McIntosh of San Leandro.
Bruce McIntosh, masters of the Order of the Rose. And all of you bear witness to this auspicious moment in history. Please rise.
Wait, I'm going to tell Bernice.
Now, Mia, I know you don't want to go all the way downtown, but...
That really won't be necessary. No one got hurt, did they?
No, we're insured.
Okay, well, Chivalry ain't dead, you know, so...
Noble Arthur, how very kind.
Do you need a lift home?
Oh, that would be very helpful, thank you. Come along, Mia. Oh, goodbye, trolley people.
Please take the car to Dr. Motors.
Goodbye.
You were awesome. You are the coolest queen ever.
Oh, all in a day's work.
Wait, goodbye! That's a queen!
Oh, would you like to slide in first?
No, I never slide.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Hey, Bruce, how about getting on your royal carriage and getting us out of here?
Clarice waves from the back of the police car. At school.
Here she is. This is the possible new princess of Genovia right here. That's right. Genovia. Anyone know where Genovia is? Anyone?
Oh, it's a country between France and Spain. That was a question on Jeopardy.
This is the girl that won the genetic lottery.
Look, here's the princess.
Okay, back up. Let's go. The princess is late for school.
Could you sign my backpack?
Hi, Princess. May I have your autograph, please?
Hi, what's your name?
Lily.
Lily? That's my best friend's name.
Would you consider you and the princess best friends?
I would definitely say that. I mean, we do everything together. We shop together. We get our hair done together. We even finish each other's sentences. It's very cool. And what's your name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte? You two must be twins, huh?
Yes.
You know, I don't have any sisters, but I do have a cat. Fat Louie.
That's a funny name.
Will you take a picture with me, Princess?
The princess is late for algebra.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Act is back. Are you ready?
Joe escorts Mia while Michael watches.
Hey.
Josh checks his hair while Mia opens her locker. He turns and looks her up and down.
Mia.
Hi.
Hi.
Step into my office.
He steps to a nearby bench.
Hey. Hi.
So, I hope what Lana said on TV didn't freak you out too much.
No.
Okay, good. Because I broke up with her because of it. And I hate phony publicity seekers. Anyway, Saturday night's the big beach party.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think it'd be cool if we went together. See you on the waves.
Okay. Bye.
Attention. Remember to watch Grove High School's TV cable show Saturday night with your host, Lily Moskowitz.
Michael.
Princess?
You will never guess. Josh Bryant just asked me.
Can I borrow a comb?
No. He asked me to go to the Baker Beach party with him.
That's this Saturday, right?
Well, yeah. So I was thinking I could come by the garage next week and listen to your band play then. All right?
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. Well, I have to go, but
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
She runs off. His face falls. At the firehouse.
Is Joseph driving you?
No, Joseph was nice enough to take the night off. I'm going to take the school bus with the other kids. Okay, I look like an asparagus.
But a very, very cute asparagus.
No, it's okay, don't worry. I'm just going to wear my blue suit.
Are you nervous about the beach party?
No, actually, I'm kind of excited. I think I might get my first real kiss.
Oh, who from?
Josh Bryant.
That Backstreet Boy clone you've had a crush on forever.
Okay, he is not a Backstreet Boy clone. He's a sailor.
I thought he was never nice to you.
Oh, well, I don't know. He is now. I just kind of hope that if he kisses me, my foot pops.
Pops?
Yeah. You know, in old films, whenever a girl gets seriously kissed, her foot would just kind of pop.
She raises one sandaled foot. That's cool. Her shoe is stuck in gum. While she wiggles to free it, the khaki pants walk off.
Okay, I'm gonna go change now.
I hope you get your first real foot pop and kiss.
At the beach.
We are Mark and Brian, and welcome to the Baker Beach Bash. Now, with 1 week left of school, you're going to be out for the summer, and we know what's on your mind. How are you going to find that summer love? And if you do, how do you know if it's true? Well, here to tell us all about it, please welcome
Lana and the Lynettes.
Lana, Anna, and Fontana.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. Stupid Cupid, I like it. Stop it, you know me.
Josh and Mia sail in his catamaran, the Josher.
Awesome, huh?
Amazing.
I'm glad you had fun.
I did.
I thought you'd get scared, honestly, because most girls I take in that boat, they freak out.
Oh, no, I wasn't scared.
Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. Stupid Cupid. Yeah!
And now, it's time again for your favorite talk show host, direct from Grove High School, the lovely Lily.
It's Saturday night, and welcome to my cable show, Shut Up and Listen. And later on in my show, I will be joined by our very own Princess Mia to discuss her positive opinion of the Save the Sea Otter movement. Until she arrives, I've asked Grove's magic master, Jeremiah Hart, to entertain us with some sleight of hand.
Hello, folks.
Dusk at the beach. Lana scowls as Josh and Mia dance. A helicopter approaches over the water.
What?
How did they find me here? Oh!
Hey, wave, everybody. You're on TV. Wait, Princess. Don't be shy. Come back. Hey, Chopper Boy, look over here. Royal DJs.
They run to a shack.
Fine. They can't get us in here.
We were having such a good time, and then they came and ruined it.
I know. Look, they can't see us. We can't see them. We're all alone in this little shack. Actually, you know what? It's kind of cozy in here. And there's no one I'd rather be here with than you, Mia.
Really?
Yeah.
He leans toward her. Her bare foot gets tangled in black netting.
Josh?
Uh-huh.
This isn't romantic.
You're just right.
No, it's my foot. It's caught in a volleyball net, and I...
Yeah, here.
Oh!
He releases her foot. She sinks into a wheelbarrow.
Hey, my dad thinks I'm a princess. I'm a friend of Leah's.
I tell you what, while we're waiting, how about a foot massage?
That would be so wonderful. Thank you.
They both raise a foot.
No, actually, I mean, you give me one.
Oh, yeah.
And indeed, it is the Queen of Hearts.
Thank you, Jeremiah, for your potpourri of prestidigitations for the past hour. Obviously, Princess Mia has a problem appearing here tonight, and I'm sure she has a good excuse. I'm Lily Moskowitz for Shut Up and Listen. Thank you and good night.
The helicopter flies off.
Mia, the coast is clear.
Really?
They're gone, yeah.
Oh, good.
Come on, so what do you say we go find a more romantic spot?
Okay.
Quiet,
quiet.
Photographers gather outside.
No, stay!
Give her a smooch.
Josh grabs Mia and kisses her. She smacks him with her sandal.
Go away! Go away, all of you! Can leave me alone!
Princess has left the building.
Hey, look over here!
What's your name?
Where do you go to school?
Josh Bryant.
Josh!
One picture right here. Go to Grove High School.
What, are we friends with Mia now?
Yes, we hate Josh.
Sorry, it's hard to keep up with who we're not talking to.
Wait, here she comes.
Mia!
I'm really sorry, I can't talk. I have to go get my clothes.
Well, here we've got your clothes. You'll be a lot warmer.
You guys want to help me?
Yeah, you know, Josh is such an idiot. We're going to make sure no one bothers you.
Thank you. That's really nice of you.
It is so great of you. Thank you so much.
She darts into a changing tent.
Everything's fine.
Is anybody coming?
No!
Oh, guys, I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank
Lana
you.
Brings the photographers.
She's got her bathing suit off. Okay, now!
Anna and Fontana tip the tent. Mia clutches her green sarong.
That was the scream of Princess
Perfect.
Mia.
Over there.
Oh, sway!
Over here!
Please!
Okay, come here, Mia. Come on.
The coach leads Mia away.
Come on, all of you. Back off.
You're too shy.
It was just last night that San Francisco's own little princess partied at the beach. But what started out as innocent fun soon turned into, allegedly, too much fun. This is Suki Sanchez for KPFW.
At the consulate.
Please say something.
Well, there's not much to say. A picture's worth a thousand words, and you have two pictures.
I really embarrassed the family, didn't I?
Not to put too fine a point on it, yes, you did. I think you're making a wise decision to abstain from the job.
I suppose I won't come to the ball, then.
Well, of course you should come. You're still family. Just because you don't want to be our princess doesn't mean we're sending you into exile. Your mother's planning to come. All your guests are invited, except for your beach friends. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm meeting with the press in an hour to do some damage control. You can come in now.
If I may say so, that did not go very well.
Is this the way a princess should act?
My information tells me that boy was using her. The kiss was merely a device so that he could get his 15 minutes of fame. And her friends didn't help either. Anna, Falana, Banana, Bandana, those Montana.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Why didn't she have enough common sense to deal with this?
She's only 15. But today she acted beyond her years. She showed great respect and gracefully accepted your criticism.
You're saying that as a queen, I was too harsh on her. I was critical of the person who could become the next ruler of my country.
No, I'm saying as a grandmother, you might have been too harsh on your granddaughter.
Do you think she can do it?
Oh, I have no doubt, ma'am.
I thought so, too.
At school, a tabloid paper has Mia and Josh on the cover.
Hey, it's Mia Thermopolis.
Can you autograph your picture for me? Josh did.
Hey, there's Princess Pucker up.
Mia wanders up to the rooftop courts.
Lily? Hey, can I talk to you for a minute, please? Lily, can I just talk to you for a minute? Is that cool?
Sure, let's talk. But about what? How you broke my brother's heart, or how you stuck me with Jeremiah during my cable show doing pick a card, pick a card, pick a card.
I'm sorry, okay? I forgot to call you and tell you that I couldn't make it.
So I was stuck with the Happy Houdini while you're making out with the Yada Yahoo.
Those are really good alliterations.
No, I don't want to talk about alliterations.
Well, you know what? I came up here to tell you that I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry I missed your cable show, and I'm just really sorry.
No, I can't believe that you hung me up after all I did for you. You know, I kept your loyal secret. And do you know how hard it is to have a cable show and keep a secret?
You didn't keep it a secret from me, how jerky you thought my being a princess was. Well, congratulations, you got your wish. I'm not gonna be a princess.
You're not?
No.
But I want you to be.
What?
I didn't mean it. Just the green monster of jealousy came out because you were Miss Popular and I thought I was losing my best friend, so I got angry and upset and hurt. And I told you, I need an attitude adjustment. But the truth is, you being a princess is kind of a miracle.
Whoa! No. What miracle? It's a nightmare.
No. Think about it. I just found out that my cable show only reaches 12 people. Wanting to rock the world, but having zip power like me, now that's a nightmare. But you, I mean, wow. I mean, just...
Okay, what is so wow?
Wow is having the power to affect change, make people listen. How many teenagers have that power? What more of a miracle do you want?
Well, just have to find a different miracle, not more, just different. Listen, tomorrow night is the Genovian Independence Day ball, and to make up for my missing your cable show, I'm inviting you. I hope you'll forgive me, and I hope you come.
Mia walks away.
But what will I wear?
Yay! I don't know, but you know, it doesn't really matter. I'm just gonna be happy that you're gonna come.
Thanks, and you can be a princess.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
On the softball field.
Come on, let's move it in. Move in, let's go.
Mommy, Dad, hang up the phone.
Yes, Mom, I'll go to the dentist after school.
I hate it when they move in like that.
Mia, it's not a championship game. It's not even a big game. It's just gym class. Just hit the ball. I don't want to flunk you in gym class. Come on, you can do it. Keep your eye on the ball.
Josh goofs off in the infield.
That's all right, that's okay. You're gonna hit it anyway. Go Lions!
Mia hits it foul toward the cheerleaders.
Oh, come on, girls. It's a ball, not a snake.
Back in formation.
Oh, sorry.
Foul ball. Okay, it's all right. She got a piece of it. It's okay. Just focus. Focus.
Okay.
Focus.
That's all right.
Come on, Mia. Remember, it's only a game.
Your eye on the ball.
Hey, Mia, would you rather hit a beach ball?
Order me a pizza, huh? Pepperoni.
Mia's line drive hits Josh in the stomach. He drops.
Run, Mia!
Hi! Go!
I gotta go.
Get up! What are you doing? Get up!
All the way, Mia!
She hurdles over Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Come on, girl! All the way, Mia! Come on!
And slides into home.
Safe! And you pass.
Woo! Mia!
job, Mia. Way to go.
At the firehouse, Mia wears a pore strip on her nose.
Oh, it's open. Come on in.
Michael. Hi. How are you?
He touches his nose.
What?
Little guy.
Did Lily tell you that I called? Because, I, called.
I brought your car.
Oh, thank you. No, it's seven times I called.
And, Doc said that he fixed what he could, and if he had any problems, he'd give him a call.
Oh, okay. Do you want the check now? Because I have the last payment, and...
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you hungry or thirsty?
No.
Oh, here it is. Look, thank you so much for doing this for me. It's really, really great of you.
I didn't do it for you. Doc lets my band practice.
Right, of course.
I help with the cars.
Here.
Oh, thanks.
I know you're still mad at me for blowing you off. And I'm really sorry I did. But I am going to try to make it up to you.
He puts a mask from the table over his face.
How?
Well, I'm still going to the Genovian Independence Day Ball, and I'm inviting you. It could be fun. You know, I'm wearing this great dress that I can't breathe in, and Lily's got a date, and...
Josh looks better in a tux.
Oh, but see, it's... I really want you to be the one I share it with. You don't have to wear a tux. You can wear sweatpants for all I care, you know?
You don't worry about me. I just consider myself royally flushed.
He retrieves the payment, bows, and leaves. She grabs her nose.
Ow.
Stop the Mopon Massacre! Sign up now and save a cow! Vegetarians have right to a special. Make Grow School more tofu friendly.
Hello.
Hi. Go sit by Jeremiah. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay.
She's wearing that dorky hat again.
Hey, you want to see a trick?
You know, not right now.
What are you doing? Are you, like, writing a story or...
Oh, well... My portfolio's increased by 30% since last quarter, and I figured that it has something
Look what we have! The perfect nerd couple, Jeremiah and Mia.
Oh, Maya and Mia.
Oh, but listen, Jer, my friends and I were wondering, the sweater you're wearing, was it designed for you, or did the knitting machine just blow up?
Sunglasses, girls. Oh, it's Jeremiah Hair Glare.
Is one of your magic tricks your hair?
Ilana? Huh. You know... That is such a cute cheerleading outfit. It's so clean cut. I bet it goes with anything.
Of course it does!
Mia smashes her ice cream cone onto Lana's top and rubs it in.
Mia, you're such a freak!
Yeah, I am. But you know what? Someday I just might grow out of that. But you will never stop being a jerk.
Lana got cone!
Lana got cone!
Lana got cone!
Mia!
Lana
Toodles!
Lana got cone!
Mrs. Gupta, did you see what she did to me?
Oh, no, honey. I'm sorry. I was in a very important meeting. Send it out with dry cleaning.
The vice principal rejoins her group. At the firehouse, the limo parks. Mia holds the diary.
It's a present for your 16th birthday from your father. It was... found among his possessions.
My birthday's not for 2 weeks.
I know, but I wanted you to have it before we leave. I return to Genovia the day after tomorrow.
Thank you. It's locked.
If you open the locket I gave you, it becomes the key.
Thank you for bringing it down here.
I... also came to apologize for the way I spoke to you about the beach incident. It was judgmental of me. I didn't pause to verify the facts.
That's all right, Grandma.
I've been thinking about it a great deal, and the truth is, I think you'd make a very fine princess. You know, people think princesses are supposed to wear tiaras, marry the prince, always look pretty, and live happily ever after. But it's so much more than that. It's a real job.
You are an extraordinary person, Grandma. But I don't think I meant to do this. I would be so afraid that I would disappoint the people of Genovia, and I couldn't bear to disappoint you again.
Well, as I said, I have faith in you.
I'm a writer.
Ah.
I write soaps, soap opera.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see Middle House Road?
No.
It's a big hit. I wrote a character just like you once. He was a spy.
I'm not a spy.
That's what the character said.
I'll see you tonight, then.
Mm-hmm. I do have one favor to ask. Mm-hmm. I need you to formally renounce your title for the press. At the ball, you know.
You make a speech?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that maybe, considering my history with the press, it would be better if you did it?
Amelia, you wouldn't stop driving your Mustang just because a couple of insects hit the windshield, would you? Besides, look how far you've come, and I'll be right there with you. I'll have Joseph pick you up at 7.
No. I promise I'd let my mom drive me. You know, she wants to drive me to my first ball or something.
All right. I'll see you there, then.
Mm-hmm. Grandma? I am sorry.
Oh, my dear. You are first and foremost my granddaughter.
She hugs Mia.
Ha! Please don't be late.
Mia selects a duffel bag and soft-sided suitcase and takes them to her room. She places the open locket in the diary and thumbs through it. An envelope drops to the carpet unnoticed.
Thank you, Dad, but I can't be a princess, okay? I don't make speeches, and I'm not Clarice Rinaldi, and I can't do it, okay? I'm scared.
Joseph.
Charlotte, Miss Kawa.
Hello. Nice to meet you. Pardon me, I have to go get the band. Ready.
Of course.
Should you be going to get Princess Mia?
Well, Mia told Clarice that her mother would be bringing her.
Helen just arrived and said Mia was waiting for you.
She's going to run.
Come on, Fat Louie. Time to pack. Let's get your things. Louie? What have you got there? Come on, Louie. We're going on a trip. We're going to Colorado, where we can climb some real rocks.
All right, we are so out of here, Louie.
She opens the envelope.
My dearest daughter, today is your 16th birthday. Congratulations. I present you with this diary to fill the pages with your special thoughts of your wonderful life.
It is a custom in my family to pass on a piece of wisdom when one reaches this age. I pass it on to you as my father passed it on to me. Amelia, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear. The brave may not live forever, but the cautious do not live at all. From now on, you'll be traveling the road between who you think you are and who you can be. The key is to allow yourself to make the journey. I also want you to know, I loved your mother very much and still think of her often. Happy birthday, my Mia. All my love, your father.
Thank you.
And there's Countess Puck of Austria as the glamorous continue to arrive at the Genovian Independence Ball. Despite the threat of rain, the big turnout includes the mayor of San Francisco and a Genovian pear juggler. The future of Genovia is in the hands of young Mia Thermopolis. Her decision tonight will affect the queen, the court, and all the people of this small but proud country.
Do you think it's going to rain on us?
It never comes down on Willie Brown.
Thank you. Umbrellas up. And that's enough pear juggling.
The trip is off, Louis.
She slips on a sweatshirt and runs downstairs.
Oh! Perfect!
She gathers her hair and puts up her hood. She pulls the plastic off the Mustang.
Oh, come on.
She struggles with the convertible top while Louis watches from the window.
Genovians, you know, are famous for their impeccable taste in art.
Also for their cheese. Maybe it's string cheese.
The couple inspects the damaged statue.
Don't do this, baby. Gotcha! Sorry, Mr. Robitussin!
She backs into the trash cans, reverses, and drives off.
Here you go. It's already paid for.
Oh, I didn't order pizza. I'm sorry, Mr.
No, you must have. Unless there's another Michael Moskowitz living here, we get a call, we deliver. That's our motto.
You don't make the pizza.
No. I just deliver them.
Michael lifts the lid. Sorry is spelled out in colored candy on a cheese pizza. He smiles and peeks at the pizza again. He consults his watch.
Press passes. Thank you. Oh, hi. Where are you from?
Teen Scene Magazine.
Oh, good.
The queen has entered.
La reina è arrivata.
Malaki با لباس بسیار زیبای خودش وارد می‌شود.
Drummingen hat ankommen. Do we have any news on the Van Trochen matter?
It'll be decided tonight, ma'am.
I'm afraid so.
Where is she?
She went somewhere. I know nothing. Nothing. Come.
Oh, what? Oh.
Talk to me.
She went that way, then that way. 2 minutes ago.
Thank you very much.
Do we have any problems?
No, everything's perfect. Perfect. It's wonderful.
You're not very good at lying, Charlotte.
No, I'm not, Your Majesty.
But the garden looks beautiful.
Thank you.
Mia attempts the Rose Street intersection.
Come on, baby, you can make it. Yes, come on. Yes. No. No, baby, please, come on.
She lurches to a stop.
There's no answer at Princess Mia's house, and I couldn't get Joseph on the cell phone. There's too much static from the storm.
The press are starting to complain about making their deadlines.
If she's not here in 10 minutes, I'll make the announcement.
Yes, ma'am.
It's okay. She'll be fine. She's gonna get here.
Patrick rubs Helen's arm.
Is this punishment for driving without a licensed driver in the front seat?
I am invisible, and I am wet.
The press was wondering if it would be possible while we were waiting. No, no interviews until later in the evening.
Yes, ma'am. And we're meeting Baroness and Baron von Trochen. Is it true if the teenager refuses the princesship, your family will take over the country of Genovia?
Yes, they must have a legitimate Rinaldi blood relative, or we rule.
No, ma'am.
Then it's time.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
The limo arrives.
Happen to be running away, would you?
What? Dressed like this? No, I'm going to a ball.
Good. Get in.
My fellow Genovians, good evening. I apologize for the delay and... Oh, hello. Oh, and may I say, welcome to our grand Genovian Independence
Hurry,
Day.
Hurry, hurry. No, no, no. There's no time to change. You look fine.
Pretty and fine. Just oh, fine. Just, no, no, no. No running.
Here we go.
Please, no, no. Here. Good.
It's nice.
Good.
Very special moment.
Charlotte wrings the water from Mia's hair.
Thank you so much for your patience. I have an announcement to make. My granddaughter...
She's here.
I see.
She's here.
I would like to announce that my granddaughter has arrived. With a fascinating explanation as to her wardrobe, I'm sure.
She's styling a wet, sort of grunge-look hairdo and is wearing a sweatshirt, jeans, and docks.
Mia, would you care to say a few words?
Yes. Why don't we dress like her? We look like idiots.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Do you think they're trying to save money on the gown?
Hi, hello. I'm Mia. It stopped raining.
Get your tiara ready.
I'm really no good at speech making. Normally, I get so nervous that I faint or run away, or sometimes I even get sick. But you really didn't need to know that. But I'm not so afraid anymore. No, my father helped me. Earlier this evening, I had every intention of giving up my claim to the throne. And my mother helped me by telling me that it was okay and by supporting me like she has for my entire life. But then I wondered how I'd feel after abdicating my role as Princess of Genovia. Would I feel relieved or would I feel sad? And then I realized how many stupid times a day I use the word I. In fact, probably all I ever do is think about myself. And how lame is that when there's like 7 billion other people out there on the planet? And when... Sorry, I'm going too fast. But then I thought, if I cared about the other 7 billion out there instead of just me, that's probably a much better use of my time. See, if I were Princess of Genovia, then my thoughts and the thoughts of people smarter than me would be much better heard, and just maybe those thoughts could be turned into actions. So this morning when I woke up, I was Mia Thermopolis. But now, I choose to be forevermore Amelia Mionette Thermopolis Rinaldi, Princess of Genovia.
I hope you didn't order your stationery yet.
This was my very first tiara. I was rather fond of it. I'm hoping you will be, too.
Grandma, but you had it already. How did you know I'd even be here?
Because I recognize the same spirit in you as someone else I know.
Hmm? Who?
Me.
Ah, you made it. You bet your life, you big, tallest string bean. Here, follow here to save the die.
Genovia. The land I call my home.
Joe drapes a red cloak over Mia's shoulders.
Genovia, forever.
Mia takes Clarice's gloved hand.
Her Majesty Queen Clarice and Her Royal Highness Amelia, Princess of Genovia.
Perhaps we'd better get you dried off now.
Thank you.
The Baron puts a vase under his jacket.
No longer does Mia stand for missing in action. Genovia has a new princess.
Charlotte replaces it. with her hair swept up on her head and wearing a strapless white gown, Mia and Clarice move to the center of the room. The guests bow as they pass. The Prime Minister offers his hand. Clarice takes it. They dance. Mia searches the guests. Her smile fades. Michael steps forward. Mia mouths bow. She curtsies. Clarice smiles as they begin to waltz. Joe cuts in and takes Clarice in his arms.
Same idea I had, but now the garden is ocupado.
Michael leads Mia to the fountain.
Why me?
Because you saw me when I was invisible. And just because I'm royal doesn't mean I'm any different. I mean, come on, I'm really the same person. And yes, I will have to live in Genovia a little bit, but I'm still going to go to school. And
he leans forward and kisses her. His hand caresses the back of her neck. Her gloved hand rests on his shoulder. Her white pump rises under her white petticoats. The heel trips the lights. They continue to kiss. His hand on her bare shoulder, her hand on his neck. Thousands of tiny lights illuminate the garden, and the new fountains bubble. They break apart and smile. They kiss again, her arms encircling his neck. Mia and Michael are surrounded by the guests on the dance floor. Joe and Clarice stroll to the foyer. He waves a butler away and reaches for her hand. She turns to him. He raises her hand to his lips and kisses her fingers.
Dear Diary, today is my first official day as Princess of Genovia. We'll land in a few hours and I'll meet the Parliament and the people before beginning my royal duties. Mom is, of course, moving to Genovia with me, and we'll continue painting without the balloons. Lily and Michael are planning to spend their summer vacation at our, can you believe it, palace. They're even having my Mustang brought over, which I can legally drive in 2 weeks. Grandma's so glad to be going home, and Joseph? Well, he's watching nearby as usual. Everybody's got pre-coronation jitters, including me. Everybody, that is, except Fat Louie. He's totally adapted to being a royal. I guess he was one all along.
Princess, look out the window. And welcome to Genovia.
Louis rests on a pillow and wears a crown. Below, a turreted gray stone castle flies the Genovian flag. Narrated by Chris Snyder. Description written by Terry Grossman. Video description produced by WeCTV.com.
There's no